It's not working. Samach Gimel and Beis in the Avodah Zarah. Okay, so the question is, so the Gemara has the question like this. So what if you get hired to break barrels of Yayin Nesach, right? That was the Gemara's question. Do you say that since you're a rotza b'kiyumo it's aser, or maybe kol lemuti tiflo shapir dami? I wasn't mean lemuti tiflo.
To reduce folly.
Folly. Okay, referring to the Avodah Zarah. Right. Referring to the Avodah Zarah. Okay. Right. Okay. So what's the chakira? Is the question. So it's not so pashut. Right? Seems like, so let's define, so we tried to define it a little bit the other day, that, let's take the first step of definition is what? Is, we just differentiated this type of rotza b'kiyumo with the regular rotza b'kiyumo, right? This type of rotza b'kiyumo, the regular rotza b'kiyumo, you could say, is in the, it's a malacha, it's an avoda that is mekayim the davar, or at least it's in line with the kiyum ha-davar. Whereas over here, the action you're doing is really an action of destroying. It's an action of removing it. That's the miut tifla. The avoda that you're doing is an avoda of miut tifla, destroying the folly, reducing the folly. You're not destroying, you're reducing the folly. That's a very telling expression, isn't it?
Reducing folly?
Huh?
Reducing folly?
Yeah. What's the, exact expression. What does it mean, l'muti tiflo? What does it mean, l'muti tiflo?
You're not entirely getting rid of it.
You're helping. You're helping. You're not entirely getting rid of it. You're helping. Why does it say that? You're destroying all the Yayin Nesach.
There's more out there in the world.
There's more out there. There's more out there. Okay.
Isn't that obvious, though?
Is what obvious?
Isn't it obvious that there's going to be more Avodah Zarah out there?
Yes, it is obvious. But what's not obvious is that the greater picture is part of the equation. In other words, if I was expressing it, right, I would say. Or do you say it's mutter because he's destroying this Avodah Zarah stuff? Why make recourse to
the rest of it?
Right? Mm-hmm. It might be a clue into how the Gemara is thinking about it. Right? Now, normally you would say, look, do you say it's bad because he's a rotza b'kiyumo in this stuff? Or do you say, no, since he's destroying this stuff, that's the good, ultimately it's okay. That it's better because he's destroying the stuff. Doesn't matter, he wanted it to be around for a little while. That was just in order to destroy it. But ultimately, we should be happy that it should be okay because he's destroying this stuff. Why do we now say because he's mamayit betifla? Okay, anyway, I'm just saying, in terms of a sensitivity to the lashon, which is the key to finding clues, right, in the lashon, it's something that you should take note of. Okay, anyway, so the question is like this. Yeah, so what is the chakira is the problem? What is the chakira? What is the chakira? So the Gemara goes through another question, right? The Gemara wants to bring a raya from another case. What's the other case? The other case is like this. That if you have kilayim growing, okay, the brisa says that what? You're not allowed to work for the guy to help him make it grow, right? Like covering it with dirt, whatever it is they do. You're not allowed to cultivate the kilayim, right? That would be an issur of growing kilayim yourself. It's not necessarily in your kilayim. It's to do the mice of growing the kilayim. So you're not allowed to be involved in the growing of the kilayim, right? But it says you're allowed to work for him to pull it out. So the Gemara's havamina at this point is what? The Gemara is assuming at this point that is what? That you're getting paid for it. Same kind of a situation. So he says, and it says that you're allowed to work for the guy to remove the kilayim, right? So because it's kidei lemuti yasatifla. That's actually what it says. It says it's mutter because it's kidei lemuti yasatifla. All right, so the Gemara says that what? It's mashma that it's who? Should we go through it inside or we'll just do it outside? You got the pshat? Yeah. So who is it? It must be Rabbi Akiva. Right? Because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that what? What's Rabbi Akiva's opinion? Yeah. That by Kilayim Rotsa Bikiyumo is Usr. In other words, Tosus mentions this. This has nothing to do with Kilayim being Usr Bano. That's not what we're involved. We're not in the question of being a nene from something that's Usr Bano. That's not the meaning of this question. Question is, because then the schar is definitely mutter by Stami Suriano. We want to know. It's not a question of the of whether it's. It's not a question of isser or not. It's a question of the. Are you over the isser of rotsa bikiyuma, right? So that's why the Gemara wants to take a case of kilayim, because by kilayim it has there is the din according to Rikiva is of an isser of rotsa bikiyuma. So we're looking for an idea of a rotsa. We're looking for. An answer to our question, which is a Rotsa Bikiyumo question. So it's going through the case of Kilayim, according to Rabbi Akiva, who also holds the Rotsa Bikiyumo. Yeah. But by the Kilayim case, it's only a question of whether it's Mutter, right? It's only a question of whether it's Mutter. Not a question of being Tofes Dam. But anyway, so the Gemara says, I'll prove from Rabbi Akiva that it's Mutter. Because Rabbi Akiva holds it's usher to be a rotsa bikiyumo, and yet he says you're allowed to do this to get hired to rip out the kilayim because you're memaya betifla. So you see, lemuti betifla is shaper dummy, even though it includes a rotsa bikiyumo, right? So anyway, so one thing we said is very clear is what that it's not a question of it's not a chakira. Are you considered to be a rotsa bikiyumo or not? That's not the question, right? The Gemara is not saying, is it a rotsa bikiyumo when you want to destroy it, or is it not a rotsa bikiyumo when you want to destroy it? We're agreeing it is a rotsa bikiyumo when you want to destroy it to get paid for it, right? That is definitely a certain type of a rotsa bikiyumo, because if the stuff were to disappear before you got there, you wouldn't have a day's work. So you're definitely a rotsa bikiyumo. The Gemara's chakira is what? That's what's difficult. If you're definitely a rotsa bikiyumo, so what exactly is the chakira? So it's like a question of what? Can I be a rotsa bikiyumo when it's lemeute tifla? Right? But it's not a question. We have to define that question. It's a hard question to define. But it's not a question of is it a rotsa bikiyumo or not? That's what you have to make that clear, right? And the proof is, because the Gemara goes to, and the Gemara says, you can't prove it from this brisa. Why? Because maybe this is not Rabbi Akiva at all. Maybe it's really Rabbi Yehuda, who does not hold from an Isser of Rotsa Bikiyumo. Right? So then the Gemara says, yeah, but even if it's Rabbi Yehuda, so then what's the Chiddush? If there's no Isser of being a Rotsa Bikiyumo, so then what does it mean you can't... What does it mean? You're allowed to be oker. You should be allowed to do even more. You should be even allowed to build a little fence around it, right? So the Gemara says, no, because Rabbi Yehuda holds from a different Isser. What's his Isser? Matnas Chinam. Rabbi Yehuda holds as an Isser to give a Matnas Chinam to an Oved Kochavim. Okay? And this guy is an Oved Kochavim, and he's asking you for a favor. Right, so you're pulling out the kilayim for him. You're saving him a job, right? It's a job. Weeding is a job. So you're saving him a job. So basically, you're doing him something for nothing, right? And the Gemara says, and Rabbi Yehuda holds lemute betifla lemute yisatifla is mutter, even though there's an isser of matnas chinam. It's mutter lemute yisatifla. So you see that Rabbi Akiva would also hold the same thing. That's the logic of the Gemara. So the problem is twofold. First of all, if there's really an issue of a matnas chinam, So why is it mutter? What kind of an idea is this? What kind of an idea is this? That they are isurim, but they're mutter for a better for a better reason. They're mutter if you're doing them for a good reason. That's not true. We don't say you should be over. You know, it could be over in Israel to do a mitzvah, right? That's one problem. And then the second problem is maybe matnas. How do you know from matnas chinam what the halacha would be by ayin esach? How do you just cross from one case to another? Rashi says that we could learn from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda has an isser that he's matir. Rabbi Akiva also would be matir his isser. And what kind of an equation is that? Right? What kind of an equation is that? Rashi says, "Mi de Rabbi Yehuda de Shari iser di day gabi miyat tifla nishma la Rabbi Akiva de Shari namer iser kiyam mishum miyat tifla." What kind of a limud is that? They both have an iser, and we know he's matir his iser, so he should be matir his iser. And let me ask you this other question: lest anyone think that the answer to the problem of Rabbi Yehuda is that when you're pulling out the weeds, you're not doing him a matnas chinam, right? That's not true, because it's only mutter because it's lemutir yisa tifla. Doesn't say it's mutter because you're doing your own thing, right? It's not because you're doing your own thing. It's for some reason, it's mutter because of it's the me'uti as a tifla. So by the way, parenthetically, what do we see from this also? What do we see about kilayim from this? It's considered tifla. Kilayim is also considered to be like some form of avodah zarah, right? Like the Rambam holds on all these things.
Wait. Like a
Hodazara? Yeah, Tifla is not just...
There's no issue of Rotsa B'Kiyuma?
That's true. That's true. According to Rabbi Huda, there's no issue of Rotsa B'Kiyuma. There's no Indian of Rotsa B'Kiyuma. But it's... But he does hold to remove it is not just destroying Basar B'Chalav. I mean, I don't think you'd say that... well, Ram the whole Basar B'Chalav also has these things, but...
Yeah, is Basar B'Chalav Kiyuma also?
No. All right, so what is the Isra of Matnas Chinam? What is the Isra of Matnas Chinam? Now, the question is, how do you compare the two? Now, the Gemara seems to be saying that they're comparable, right? A Rotze B'Kiyumo of Yayin Esech and Matnas Chinam. And it seems to be saying that I can learn one from the other. But if I can learn one from the other, there has to be something that's similar between them, right? So, if you take a look in the Chinuch, so he says, what's the Isser of Matnas Chinam? Shelo nachmol al ovdei avodah zara. Right? He shouldn't have pity on ovdei avodah zara. Velo yiyashir be'einenu dovar mehem. There shouldn't be in our eyes something of theirs that's good. Kolomar. Shenarchik mimach shivosenu, velo yale alpinu sheyiye b'mishu oved avodah zarah davar toelas. We shouldn't speak about someone who's an oved avodah zarah as a worthy, as someone who has a value and purpose. Velo yehi ma'ale chein be'einenu b'shum inyan. Right, which they shouldn't be pleasant in our eyes in any way. Ad Shamar Rabba Seinu Zichronim Lavracha Sh'Asar Lomar Kamen No'e Goy Zeh. Oman Nechmad V'No'imu. You're not allowed to say about a real idolater. This is not talking about a non-Jew. It's talking about a real Ovid of Azara. Kamen No'e Goy Zeh. Gemara says you make a bracha Shekacha Lo Ba'olamo. Now you can make a bracha about the person in terms of how they reflect that they reflect Maisa Bracious, but you can't put them in a certain place of an elevated place. V'yesh mirav ha'seinu shalomdu milo sichaneim lo sitein lohem matnos chinam v'akol shorash echad, the chinuch says. It's all the same basic idea. So what is the basic iser of matnos chinam? So what is the shorash of matnos chinam? Right? So he says, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, Lefisha tchilas kol maisa b'nei adam hi kviyas hamachshava b'maisim v'halos hadvar masvas lashon. Everything starts with the way. This is the chinuch's general approach, right? That you're sort of formed by your actions, and every time you do something, it sort of cements an attitude in you, right? So he says things. The machshava, the kviyas of a machshava, starts with the maisa, and that starts with speech. Va'acha machshava dibor bo tase kol malacha. All malacha comes after speech and machshava. V'al kein b'him nonu b'machshava u'bedibor. So if we stop at the point, if we prevent machshava and dibor about avodah zarah. Mimimtzo beovde avodah zarah toelas v'chein hi nenu nimnoen bekach milischaber imahem umilirdof achar avosam umililmod davar mikol ma'aseh amarim. So it's obviously he holds it's a richuk of avodah zarah, right? So matnas chinam is a richuk, is a harchaka from avodah zarah. That's the shorish of matnas chinam. It's a harchaka from avodah zarah. But what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of matnas chinam? When you think about it like this, right, it does become much more similar to yayin esach, right? It does become much more similar to an idea of a rotza bikumo, meaning to say we shouldn't giving the guy a present is really part of elevating him in our minds, right? It's an inyan of his importance. Okay, so we can see a little bit why the Gemara compares the two, because they both have a similar format, that an entity of avodah zarah or a gavra of avodah zarah should not be in our framework, in our thought, as a davar chashuv. Okay. But the question is like this. If there's an iser, let's go back to the original question. If there's an iser of matnas chinam, right? So what's the iser of matnas chinam? To give the guy something for free. So are you giving the guy something for free or not? We have to answer that question. Yeah. Yes, you are, right? So why don't you just say, so then it should just be, so then you'll say, okay, but I don't want to give it to him for free, right? I'm not intending to give it to him for free. I'm intending to do my own thing, right? So why should that be called giving him something for free? So what's the answer to that?
Because it's
a psik reisha. So it's fine. It's not what you're mechavin for. Right, but if it's giving him something for free, and there's an iser to give him something for free, so it's a psik resha, right? So it should be aser, right? So how could you say lemay tzatifla is a shapir dami? Yeah.
Is it like shapir
dami
if you're giving him something for free?
Right. See, the problem is the comparison is still not good between Yayin Nesach and Matnas Chinam. Because by the Yayin Nesach, you can say, in a certain sense, it's like I'm undoing the good that I built up. I felt good about it, and then I did a maisa that shows I really destroyed it. But by the Matnas Chinam, I never undid the favor I did for the guy.
Still did good by him.
And it's a psik resha. I definitely did good by him. If you're going to tell me, you can't say I didn't do good by him because I had another motive, because then we wouldn't have to be lamai tifla. Then any time it would be good. Then it wouldn't be comparable either. Right? The only reason it's a comparison is because we're saying you are doing the iser of matnas chinam, but we want to say that lamuti tifla overrides it somehow. Right, but how is it the same way? How is lemutei tifla coming in the same way by the matnas chinam and by the ayin esach? By the ayin esach, I'm destroying it in the end. By the matnas chinam, the matana still is kayam. Okay, right. It's just a little confusing. All right, so let me just tell you what I'm thinking about over here. What I'm thinking about is like this: what is the chakira? What is the chakira? Is the question. What is the chakira? I think the chakira is about the way these mitzvahs are formulated, the halachic formulation of these mitzvahs, saying these are two types of mitzvahs that are the same, and the question is, how are they formulated?
Which two are you talking about?
Matnas chinam and the isser of being mekayim of rotza bekiyumo by avodah zarah. Okay. So, I think the limud is in terms of how they're formulated. If I can show you how matnas chinam is formulated, that would be a limud onto how the rotza bekiyumo is formulated. So let's take the formulation that would be problematic. Okay, that's the side that I've been sort of surreptitiously working with, right? Subliminally using over here. And that is that it's a regular Maisa Isser. Right? That is to say that Matnas Chinam, for instance, let's take that, is a lav, right? It means to say that there's a strict formulation of Maisa. Giving a guy, doing a chain for a guy, for an oved of Azara more specifically, is a maisa iser, like eating treif. It might be a lav shein b'maisa, whatever you want to call it, but it's a fixed, formulated iser that has a specific tzuras iser, and it's no different than a regular lav. Then you get into all these problems. Then you get into all these problems. Then you'll say, you never say be over an Isser because it's better to be over the Isser because you have a positive outcome somewhere else, right? You're not allowed to do that. That you're not allowed to do. Even the question, can you be over the Rabbanon to save yourself from a Daraisa? But I think most of that definitely could do. But you don't. You can't trade up. That's the mitzvah of Baba Avera. Maybe technically it's not, but that's the idea, right? So I think that's one side of the chakira. That one side of the chakira is, if there's an iser, if rotza bekiyumo is like a maisa iser per se, then it doesn't matter that you're going to destroy it. Did you get the feeling of a rotza bekiyumo via this? That's it. That's an iser. That's an Isser. There's no way out of that. There's no wiggle room. You can't say, but I have the best intentions. I'm doing it for... Doesn't matter. That itself is a Maisa Isser. Is it Usser to do a Tova to the Ovei Kochavim? Is it Usser to benefit him for free? Yes, as a Maisa Isser, but I'm destroying... Doesn't matter. Is that doing him a favor? Yes. Because he wants it done, that's a favor. Yes, that's it. It's an Isser. Can't say it's an Isser for a good reason. Okay. But the other side is saying like this: these are not Maisei Isser like a regular Tsurasa Isser. They don't have that formulation a formulation like a regular Maisei Isser. See, especially matnas chinam, because they are a different kind of an iser. The iser is what? What is really the mitzvah of lo? What is the limud of don't give the guy a favor? Not that it's an iser maisa of giving him a favor. There's a general iser of being a mekayim, the wrong value system, the wrong ideas, the wrong religious notions. That's the general iser. There's a general philosophical idea like that. Okay? When it says don't give him a matnas chinam, it means to say that too is considered propagating and supporting and condoning the way of life of Avodah Zarah. Now, is the chiddush of matnas chinam, when the love of matnas chinam is not a love per se, but without the Torah, you wouldn't know that doing a guy a favor is considered part of this whole idea of propping up the is part of the idea of being a makayim avodas kochavim itself. Okay, but there's no iser per se of maisa. The iser is really to be involved in an activity of condoning and being mekayim and propagating and bringing and assisting avodas kochavim in general, in terms of the objects, in terms of the way of life, in terms of the whole system. If that is the way, if that is the nature of the iser, and it doesn't have a specific maisa, then you analyze the entire situation. You understand? Then the analysis is on the total activity that you're involved in. And then I say, well, what is the nature of this activity in total? It's lima'uti tifla. You understand? What type of an activity, what kind of an activity am I involved in on total? I'm involved in essentially removing avodas kochavim from this world. Removing the tifla, being mamayit the tifla. I'm not getting rid of, it's not this stuff that I'm destroying. I'm osek in a general activity of reducing tifla. You understand? If I was just a makayim in my attitude, I would be osek in establishing tifla. You understand? But if I look at the totality of what I'm doing, I could say, it's true there's a certain element of what you're doing that I could call partaking of establishing tifla, relating to it as a proper thing. But it's not a maisa iser of a rotza bikiyumo. It's to be osek in a certain kind of an activity that gives avodas kochavim credence. So as long as it's not a maisa iser, I have to judge the activity of the gavra by its totality. And it's true, I can say, part of this enterprise has an element of a rotza bikiyumo, but in its sum, it's considered to be a reduction of tifla. And therefore, it does not partake of the iser of rotza bikiyumo, or the iser of matnas chinam. Because the iser of matnas chinam and rotza bikiyumo, the Gemara is saying, are not formulated like lavin. It's to be involved in a certain kind of an activity of establishing. But in that framework, you look at the total outcome. That's what I'm trying to get across. If it was a maisa iser, you can't look at total outcome. You have to say, well, is the maisa iser here or not? If the maisa iser is here, that's the end of the story. But if so, that would mean the side that these isurim are formulated. These isurim, it's true the idea is the overall expansion or maintenance of avodah zarah, but they come down to a halachic form of maisa. Once they come down to a halachic form of maisa, there's nothing you can do. Or do you say no? In their formulation, they always remain in terms of the gavra being osek in a certain kind of an activity. They never come down to a particular maisa. They come down to the iser to be involved in a certain outcome, overall, we look at the maisa and say, is it a condoning or is it propagating or destroying? You understand? So then I'll say lema'ute tiflo shapir dami. That's why it says lema'ute tiflo shapir dami. It doesn't say to destroy this yayin nesach is good, because if it would say to destroy this yayin nesach is good, that would imply there's an iser. And that there's an iser of the rotza bikiyumo, or there's something good in the maisa of destroying it per se. You understand? It would be isolated to this system. This system is a closed, it would be viewing it as a closed system and say, part of this closed system is bad, is iser, but there's something good in this closed system. You're destroying this yayin nesach. But that would be impossible, because once you're viewing it like that, then that would imply playing one Maisa Isra off of a Maisa Mitzvah. That you can't do. Lema'uti is a tifla is telling you that the whole framework is viewed on a bigger scale. The whole nature of the Isser is in terms of what the Gavra is osik in general. So then we can sum it and say, well, this whole activity is part of reducing tifla. He feels good about it in the beginning. That doesn't matter. There's no Isser per se. On the Rotsa Bikuma. The Rotsa Bikuma was not an Isser per se. The Rotsa Bikuma was only an Isser because it would make the activity, if that was all you were doing, then we would define that whole activity as condoning and propagating of Avodas Chovim. But since the total outcome of this action is really destruction, is Lema'ute Tifla. So then that's the nature of the maish that you're doing. There's no issue here at all. But we can learn matnas chinam to yayin esach, because they both partake of the same idea of engaging in something because it gives kiyam to the false ideas. So then that those type of yisurim of being makayim false ideas are not judged as on a maisa basis. It doesn't come down to mice. It comes down to what kind of an overall activity you involve. To be involved in that type of activity is the issue. But in terms of activity, I have to look at the whole picture. So say, look, I'm helping this guy. I'm doing him a favor, right? Because he doesn't have to hire somebody to pull out this stuff. So that adds an element of establishing a avodas chovim, like the chinuch says. Yeah, but my overall activity itself is lemai tifla. My overall activity is uprooting kilayim, which represents something that's improper. So if it was Stam helping him with another favor, with something else, that wasn't in... I'm saying it's only because they're both in the same realm of avos kochavim, that now we can sum them and say, what activity are you involved in total? And these isurim never come down to a fixed maisa. They always remain in the isur is to engage in a furtherance of avodas chovim. A furtherance of avodas chovim, and the point is like this. Let me explain it to you like this, in simple terms. There's two ways to look at these isurim, of rotsa bikiyumo and matnas chinam. Could say, that's it, they're lavin, they're isurim. There's an isur maisa of rotsa bikiyumo, and there's an isur maisa of matnas chinam. Okay? Then it would be asur. Or, you could say like this. There's an isur of being someone who furthers the cause of avodas chovim. Okay? You may not be involved in furthering avodas chovim. And even being a rotsa bikiyumo and doing a favor for an oved avodah zarah is considered involved in, is considered furthering avodah zarah. But if that is only part of the destruction, you understand? Then it's not. In other words, when there's a limud on matnas chinam and rotsa bikiyumo, is a question. Is it a limud that they're isurim per se? Or is it a limud that they could themselves be considered furthering avodas chovim? Not everything is necessarily furthering avodas chovim, right? How do you know that saying the guy looks beautiful is considered being in furtherance of avodas chovim? So the chiddush is not that these are maisei isur. The chiddush is that even this minimal involvement with avodas chovim is considered could be considered part of furthering it. But if the action per se is a destruction, then of course it's not. In other words, that's how it comes out. That both sides agree you are a rotsa bikiyumo. It's not a chakira, am I really a rotzu? You're 100% a rotzu bikumo, and both sides are viewing you just as much a rotzu bikumo. It's not that one side says, you're a real rotzu bikumo, and the other side says, you're not a real rotzu bikumo. No, you are a real rotzu bikumo. But the question is rotzu bikumo a maiseser per se? Or is it just a way that you could be considered a furtherer, a propagator of Azkavim? But if the rotzu bikumo is only because I'm destroying it, then you can't say the Gavra is a supporter of Avos Chavim. In other words, let's say I say, come down to you and I say, Gil, are you a supporter of the Communist Party? Let's say we're in the 1950s. Do you support the Communist Party? So you'll say, I never joined, I never paid dues. I said, but does it bother you that, are you happy that they're around? That's it. That's also considered supporting. Supporting. I'm just happy. That doesn't matter. That's also considered supporting. Right?
Communist lawn.
That's right. That would be doing the. Do you do favors for communists? That's it. You're a sympathizer, and that's the end of you, right? But let's say they bring in the guy who's the assassin, and he says, "Yeah, I love keeping those guys alive so I can kill them," right? So of course he's not someone who furthers the cause of communism. You understand? But if the issa was just a straight up maisa issa, so then if it was like a real maisa issa like Gezel or Arias or something like that, then you couldn't say that. But I'm doing it for a good reason. You can only say the only way. That it can come in to say that it's mutter afal pi that you're rotzu bikumo is to say the isser is not rotzu bikumo per se like a maisa isser. The isser is to be a gavra who is osek in the establishment of avos chavim, and even a rotzu bikumo could be considered part of that. But if the whole rotzu bikumo is just a part of destroying it, then you can't say as a gavra you're osek in propagating Avos Chavim. So it comes down to the question of Maisa versus Gavra. Is the Issa formulated as Nisar Maisa? Then there's no way around it. Or is it really in terms of the Gavra? The Gavra can't be involved in certain kinds of activities. It can't be involved in expressing certain kinds of values. But the rotzu bikumo could also be expressed in the value, but you have to look at the whole picture to see if it is or not.
I guess to say that in these types of situations.
See, Isser Maisa, there is a logic for an Isser Maisa too, because it does play into a certain conflict that the guy might have. There's a person as an individual may have a certain conflict, and he may gain some temporary says he may it may elicit some good feelings in him. It may elicit some good feelings in him. So if it were an Isser Maisa, it could be formulated as formulating in terms of an Isser Maisa means it's like on the personal level. When I'm saying Gavra over here, it means like on the universal level. Now, is it the person, is it to how he relates to this object? Or is it in general, in terms of how he relates to the object, it still would be a problem. Because he's still, like I said, the guys who, you know, you ever see garbage men? You ever observe garbage men? they like garbage. Serious, like garbage is not something that is, it doesn't have the same
repulsiveness
as it does to you and me. I mean, I was just watching the other day. Someone threw out a plant, and they have like a little place in the garbage truck where they can keep stuff they want to keep. You ever see?
Really?
Yeah. They always pick through, and they keep like little toys. It's very funny. So yeah, no. My mother was throwing out a plant, you know, and then she was watching. She said, "Oh, he's keeping it." They don't feel like the same lo badili inish mine. Person, normal person is badili inish mine. You have certain barriers, right? Certain barriers. The garbage man doesn't have the barrier to garbage. So I'm saying the similar kind of a thing. The guy who destroys the Ayin Nesach, it does create a certain familiarity with it. He does relate to it in a different way. If that's his living, he will relate to it. He won't have a badili inish mine like a normal person would. right? He does favors for Goyim in destroying their Kilayim, but in a certain sense, he's not Badili Inishmine. He does break down somewhat the barrier that the Isser, you could say, is trying to create. If it were formulated like that, in terms of Isser Maisel. Yeah.
That's what Tosus wants
to know, how you can be over on a machshava. But he says, that's what he says over there. He says, because once you do the maisa, it shows what your machshava was. That's what he says over here by the kilayim. Once the guy goes and gets paid for doing it, he picks up his paycheck, it shows that he was a rosa bikumo. It's a maisa that... Yeah, but only when he does the maisa, it's mashve the machshava like a maisa. Right.
Is he saying that we know what the machshava was, or he said?
Seems so. It would seem so. It's a good question. Seems like he's bothered with how you can have an iser just as a machshava. So he's saying when it comes down to maisa, when it's associated with a maisa that's a giloy and what it was.
Okay, you need to get to that point.
Well, the iser, no, right? In theory, it's he's wondered halachically how could you? Because I think the gemara he wants to say you get malchus for it. No, is that the problem?
Yeah,
you get malchus. But in any way, he's saying the Maisa does show, like I said the other day, the guy who's the exterminator wants bugs to exist. You cannot dispute that fact.
And that's wrong enough to qualify as the Maisa.
It's not, there's no enough. It's just, does that fit the bill of being a Rotsa Bikumo? Right? It's like taxes. Who doesn't want the tax code to be simplified? Accountants.
What's it, but now soldiers.